This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Habahim. Welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yoimis. We're learning Mesach HaSoita, Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey and Vav. Rabbi Shimon says, Ein Zuchos Toila B'amayim HaMarim. Rabbi Shimon argues on the Chacham. He holds that the Zuchos is not Toila for a Soita with the Mayim HaMarim. V'mata Oimer. And if you say a Zuchos could suspend, HaZuchos Toila B'amayim HaMarim. If you say that a Zuchos could suspend in these accursed waters, Mada Ata Samayim. You're dulling the power and the value and the esteem of these waters when they call Nashima Shoises for all women who drink, because the Soita who has Nitma, she'll think that she has a Zuchus and the waters won't be effective for her. Umaitziata Shemra al Hatahara Shashasu, and you're libeling the women who are Tahar that drank. Sha'imrim, people are going to say, really, Tamei Yosein, really, they had relations while they were married. But they have some zuchus that is delaying it. Rabbi says, "Hazuchus toila b'mayim hamarim." If there's a zuchus, it could delay punishment. But ve'inu yirledes ve'ina mashbachas. Nevertheless, she's not going to be like a tahira, because by a tahira it says that she's yirledes umashbachas. But this woman, who became tamei, and the zuchus will be toila for her, will not give birth, will not improve, Ella mis navna v'hoylechas, but rather she will become a ill woman, and she will wither slightly. L'soif hi mesa ba'isa misa, and in the end, she will die from that very death. Whether at the end of the year, 2 years, or 3 years, after her zuchus stops, she will die from the misa that it says about the soita, that her stomach will swell and her thighs will cave in. Mishnah Vav. Nitmeis minchasa ad shalei kachavakli. If the minchasa soita became tame before it was niskadish b'klei shareis, harehi k'chol ha-menachis. It's like all menachis that became tame before it was niskadish b'klei. V'sipada. And they redeem the money. They redeem the mincha that's tame with money. And she's yoytzei l'chulin. And with the money, they would buy another mincha, because since it was loy neskadish b'kli, it does not have kedushas haguf, but rather kedushas damim. The imisha kodsha b'kli, if it became tameh after it was neskadish b'kli, harehi kachal hamenachis, it's like all menachis that were nitma after it was neskadish b'kli, v'sisaref, and it's burnt. The elu shemenchaseam nesrafes, the following are instances where the mincha is burnt. Ha'imeres, one who says, Tmei ani lach, I'm tamei to you. V'shaba'u la edim shi tmeya. Or if edim come after it's neskadish b'kli, that she was tamei. Va'imeres, eini shayser, a woman who says, I'm not going to drink after it was neskadish b'kli. V'shaba'la eini rosa lahashkoy, or if the husband doesn't want to give her to drink. V'shaba'la ba'ala v'aderch, or if the husband lived with her, and it only became known after it was neskadish b'kli. Anyone married to a kohen, mincha yseam nisraf, is the mincha is nisraf. Now, normally the mincha of a kohen, we don't do kmitza. It's kula nisrafas, like it says, v'chol minchas kohen kalil tiyaloi seyachel. But the mincha of isha's kohen is not completely burnt down the mizbeach, but rather it's nikmetzes like other menachos. However, after you bring the koimetz kalacha, then the shiari ha-mincha is not eaten like all menachos. Rather, its din is like the minchas kohen she'ina ne'achelas, because the kohen has rishus in it. Therefore, the shiarim are burnt in the Beis Hadeshen. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.